Hey guys, welcome to our 100th episode special on the Sensory Project Show. This is Rachel and Jessica. So today is the start of our 5-episode series dedicated specifically to primitive reflexes as a way of celebrating reaching 100 episodes.
Woohoo! If you've listened to all 100 of our episodes so far, man, we love you.
We do.
If you're a newbie, that's okay too. Welcome. But in these 5 episodes, you are going to hear information about the top 5 primitive reflexes that we, as occupational therapy assistants, deal with the most when working with the pediatric population. Additionally, at the end of these 5 episodes, we are going to offer you a special discount on our brand new Primitive Reflex Crash Course.
Woohoo! So you guys have heard us talk about our Sensory Diet Crash Course. Well, this is our second big course that is geared towards all things primitive reflexes.
We're super excited for it, so hopefully you listen into each of these episodes, gain some new information, and then jump into the course.
So before we jump into all of the exciting information today, we do need to remind you that we are not certified in any one specific primitive reflex integration technique.
Our experience in the field of primitive reflex integration comes from learning from mentors, research, continuing education studies, and our own personal experience.
Our information today is purely for educational purposes. It is not designed to diagnose or treat any conditions.
Enjoy.
All right, guys, welcome back to our podcast series. Today we are talking about the asymmetrical tonic neck reflex, aka the ATNR.
So this one, Rachel, really relates to you right now because the ATNR is the reflex that facilitates the kicks that you feel when you've got a little baby in there.
And I was feeling little kicks this morning. It was the best thing ever.
So along with the spinal gallant reflex, which we will talk about tomorrow, the ATNR lends flexibility and motility to the shoulders and hips to assist with the unscrewing, quote unquote, down the birth canal during the birthing process.
Yep. And we'll talk about this later, but this is something that's required for the birthing process. So babies who are born via C-section don't get to unscrew down the birth canal, for lack of a better term. But anyways, this reflex helps to build extensor tone and develop skills on each side of the body, one side at a time.
It really helps to develop the hand-eye coordination due to the movement of the head towards one side, which then facilitates a reaching motion with that same side arm. So if you imagine turning your head to the right side, that right arm would automatically move in coordination with that head turn.
So this reflex emerges at an early 18 weeks in utero, and it is said to integrate at about 6 months of life.
So before 1 year.
Let's chat about some of those potential causes for the ATNR not integrating, starting with pregnancy.
So severe sickness during pregnancy, as well as a severe viral infection during the first 12 weeks or between 26 and 30 weeks.
Excessive alcohol use, drug use, smoking, that can all play a part. Obviously, those are dangerous, we all know. Radiation and severe stress during your pregnancy.
During birth, some potential causes for the ATNR not integrating would be prolonged labor or placenta previa.
If the doctor is using those forceps or the vacuum to help with that labor process.
If the baby is in a breech position or requires a C-section.
If that cord is wrapped around the neck, if the baby has any fetal distress.
Or if they're born prematurely or post-maturely, which would be 2 weeks early or 2 weeks late.
In newborns, when we see a low birth weight, typically under around 5 pounds.
If the newborn requires incubation or if there's prolonged jaundice.
If the baby requires resuscitation, if they're considered a blue baby or if there's heavy bruising noted.
And if there's problems with feeding within the first 6 months of life.
So during infancy, if we're seeing illnesses with high fever, delirium, or convulsions within those first 18 months,
or if there's any adverse reactions to a vaccine, or if the child is late learning to walk or talk, which would be later than 18 months.
All right, so let's chat about those potential side effects or the symptoms that coordinate with an unintegrated ATNR.
You're going to see challenges with crawling. So a baby who maybe skips crawling or who just can't quite get that crawling movement down.
I like what Emily from Kinesio Kids calls it. She says the janky crawl.
Janky.
Which is great, you know, if the child is scooting or if they are up on their hands like a bear crawl position or they can't tuck their both of their legs underneath them. That's a janky crawl.
If an infant has decreased engagement with toys, that can be a sign.
If they have poor handwriting as they grow up.
A decreased ability to express written ideas.
If they have challenges with eye tracking.
Poor ability crossing midline.
Poor hand dominance.
Right versus left confusion.
Challenges with motor movements such as skipping or marching.
And then if a kiddo mixes up their B's and D's, Q's and P's, that can also be a sign.
I was going to say, make sure that it's consistently mixing these up because as kids are learning to read and write, of course they're going to mix these up.
Even up to the ages of like 6 and the beginning of first grade, kiddos might still be mixing up some of their letters and reversing some of their letters, and that can be considered typical. So this is really focused on those kiddos who are older, who have been reading and writing for quite a bit of time. If they're mixing up those letters, that can be a sign. Now, I think it's really important to remember that when we were talking about what the ATNR is, we talked about developing skills on one side of the body. And so all of these potential symptoms are really focused on that coordination of the left side of the body and the right side of the body. So you think of skipping. That requires you to coordinate your left and right leg together. If you think about hand dominance or crossing midline, all of that is related to the two sides of the body.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you brought that up. So let's talk about how this reflex is supposed to integrate naturally, because that is the goal, right? And guess what you do?
You throw your baby on the ground, but don't really throw them. Set them gently and kindly on the ground.
Yes, and help them move through different positions as they are developing. So getting them into a supine or on their back and then turning to their side and rolling and then on their tummy and working on those tummy time skills. And then as they're developing to crawling and sitting and all of those things need to happen in that developmental sequence, and they can't when the baby is in a container all the time.
They also can't develop these skills if they are exposed to a screen throughout the majority of their day. Babies and infants, young toddlers need hands-on learning. They need to develop that hand-eye coordination of looking at a toy and reaching, grasping it, feeling it, playing with it with both hands. And that's really going to be a factor in this reflex.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what can you do as a parent, therapist, or educator if you are thinking your child or child that you work with, or many children that you work with, have an unintegrated ATNR?
You're going to want to jump into our primitive reflex crash course, where we will teach you how to test for the reflex and teach you the specific exercise for the ATNR.
We're going to teach you modifications if it's too challenging and different games to incorporate similar movements into that daily routine. And we're also going to go into more details than we can on this podcast, explaining what the reflexes look like, when they emerge, when they integrate, and just more information. It's like our podcast on steroids.
It really is. As always, we recommend that you talk to your therapist, your pediatrician, whoever you and your child are working with. And thanks for being here.
Yeah, you guys, we're going to talk about the spinal gallant reflex tomorrow.
All right. Talk to you then.
excited to work together to help create confident kids all over the world and work towards a happier, healthier life. Just a friendly reminder, this is general information related to occupational therapy, pediatrics, and sensory integration. We do not know you or your child, therefore we do not know any specific needs. Therefore, you should always refer back to your pediatrician and occupational therapist for more information.